this goes to Dr. Seth, S-E-T-H, Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, fax 989-668-0423, regarding Ava, A-V-A, middle initial D, like Diane Cooch. It's K-E-U-S-C-H. Date of birth is July 10th of 1947. Dear Dr. Ferguson, this is a consultation for Mrs. Cooch for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels. The patient was hospitalized early July at Hurley in Flint, she reports, for urosepsis. And at that time, she had critically high potassium levels as well as very elevated creatinine level, around 3 initially, and the highest potassium we found was 7.2 upon admission. The patient was stabilized. Potassium lowering agents were used, IV fluids, and she was stabilized, and kidney function did improve. Following discharge, her creatinine level was 1.5 at estimated GFR of 37 at that point. So that had improved. She's feeling fine at this point. Several medications were discontinued during that hospitalization. Lasix, potassium, also lisinopril were stopped. And, of course, kidney function and potassium levels have improved. Potassium is normal and kidney function has improved. She states that she's had no dizziness, no headaches. She was a heavy ibuprofen user for many years for her back and neck pain. She quit using that probably four to five years ago, she believes, and has not used it since. She did have a Roux-en-Y gastric bypass surgery, and her weight went from 355 pounds down to about 180 pounds. And her current weight is right at 233 pounds. And she is restricting caloric intake and trying to continue to lose weight at this point. Her pain is much better after she's had back surgery and two neck surgeries. Actually, she does not require much of the Norco. That is very rarely used, and she uses no non-steroidal anti-inflammatory agents for pain. No chest pain or palpitations, no known history of heart disease, no heart attacks, no history of congestive heart failure to her knowledge. She does have some minimal shortness of breath with extreme exertion, none at rest, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, constipation, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No history of kidney stones, no history of UTIs. She does have edema. It's present again after stopping the Lasix, but it's improved, actually, and it's not worsening. She has had a history of reflux and heartburn problems. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, obstructive sleep apnea, and she will be seeing the sleep specialist this week later to see if she needs a CPAP device. Chronic obesity, mild COPD, hypothyroidism, chronic back and neck pain, gastroesophageal reflux disease, and edema of the lower extremities. Past surgical history, she's had the Roux-en-Y bypass. She had a right breast lumpectomy for breast cancer, cesarean section, left trigger finger release, the middle finger, bilateral total knee replacements, cholecystectomy, hernia repair, appendectomy, a lumbar laminectomy, two cervical spine surgeries, bilateral carpal tunnel release, and bilateral cataract removals. Social history, the patient is an ex-smoker. She quit smoking in 1987, but her husband smoked his entire life, so she was exposed to secondhand smoke while she lived with her husband. He is deceased, so she's a widow. She's retired, and she does not consume alcohol or use illicit drugs. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and cancer. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Medications, actually drug allergies. She is allergic to penicillin and Demerol, which causes syncope and collapse. Medications, Synthroid, 25 microgram daily. Norco is 10/325. She rarely uses that. She can use one every 8 hours as needed, but she does not want to become addicted, she states. Symbicort, 80/4.5, 2 inhalations twice a day. Celexa is 20 milligram daily. Baclofen, 10 milligram once daily. Nexium, 20 milligram daily. Carvedilol, 12.5 milligram twice a day. Calcium with vitamin D daily. Iron, oral iron, 65 milligram 2 daily. Melatonin, 10 milligram at bedtime. Vitamin C, twice a day, 500 milligram. Adult multivitamin, once daily. Folic acid is 1 milligram daily. Zinc, 50 milligram daily. Vitamin D3, once daily, 400 units. Vitamin B6 once a day, vitamin B12, 1,000 microgram daily. Physical examination, height 62 inches, weight is 233 pounds, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 120 over 68, pulse is 58, oxygen saturation was 93% on room air. Neck is supple. There's no lymphadenopathy and no carotid bruise, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular, very distant sounds, no murmur or rub. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites. Extremities, she's got a 1 plus edema in feet to about halfway up her lower legs. No ulcerations or lesions. She does have 2-second capillary refill, 1 to 2 plus pedal pulses bilaterally. And lab studies, most recent labs were done July 7th of 2022 after she was released from the hospital. Creatinine had improved, was down to 1.5, sodium 136, potassium 4.6, carbon dioxide was 21.2. Calcium 8.6, phosphorus is 3.6. And June 27th, 2022, creatinine 1.6 at the time of discharge. Sodium 141, potassium 5.1, carbon dioxide 19. Albumin was low at 3.2. And CBC was done 6/25/2022, hemoglobin 11.2, white count was 11.3, platelets were normal. And urinalysis, that was done July 6, 2022, minute amount of protein and negative for blood. We do have a CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis done June 25th, 2022, when she was hospitalized. That showed normal kidney size and a right renal cyst, about 2.5 centimeters in the right kidney, and a possible small left renal cyst. No hydronephrosis, no calculi, no other abnormalities noted in the kidney area. Assessment and plan. stage 3B chronic kidney disease, could have multiple etiologies, including longstanding hypertension, obesity also. She has the chronic edema of the lower extremities, which could be secondary to sleep apnea. Body size also is another possibility. Our biggest concern is that she may have right-sided heart failure causing the chronic edema of the lower extremities. We have no objection to the use of oral diuretics like Lasix. We probably would recommend holding any potassium replacement due to the very high potassium level when she was hospitalized. But if she does have to start an oral diuretic, labs would need to be done regularly, at least every 1 to 2 weeks to start with, and then probably monthly thereafter. Dr. Fuente is recommending that you consider ordering an echocardiogram, a transthoracic echocardiogram for this patient, just to rule out the possibility of right-sided congestive heart failure or pulmonary hypertension as the cause of her chronic edema of the lower extremities. We also recommend no lisinopril. Don't presume that. Blood pressure seems to be well controlled on the carvedilol, and we wouldn't want to risk high potassium and worsening of renal function at this point. So we would like to have her continue to have lab studies every 3 months. She should follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and she's going to be rechecked by this practice in the next 3 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.